usually to be talking to himself as he did so. These are traditionally crafted by the goblin itself, out of anything from precious minerals to leather, wood or bone. Among the former are some of the finest eggshell-thin containers ever found in the world. The plundering of goblin settlements by treasure hunters in search of these, and the retaliation by the goblins themselves, has coloured human-goblin relationships even to the present day. Lord Vetinari cleared his throat and continued. I quote Pastor Oates again, Drumknot. I must say that goblins live on the edge, often because they have been driven there. When nothing else can survive, they do. Their universal greeting is, apparently, hang, which means survive. I know dreadful crimes have been laid at their door, but the world itself has never been kind to them. Let it be said here that those who live their lives where life hangs by less than a thread understand the dreadful algebra of necessity, which has no mercy, and when necessity presses in extremis, well, that is the time when the women need to make the ungue pot called Soul of Tears, the most beautiful of all the pots, carved with little flowers and washed with tears. Drumknot, with meticulous timing, put a cup of coffee in front of his master just as Lord Vetinari finished the sentence and looked up. The dreadful algebra of necessity, Drumknot,